Okay, let's look. We are up to Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We are up to
Daf Kuf. I was waiting for that.
Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We are up to Amar Rava. Okay, let's learn. Let's learn a little bit today. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the top. Amar Rava. Ashkachtinu l'sabi d'pubedisa. Okay, a soydistik daf. The sabi d'pubedisa. Every time you make kiddush Friday night or on Shabbos day or daven, you have to remember. Think about the sabi, the elders of pubedisa. What do they say? The Yasvei v'Ka'amri, and they said the following statement: the Shabbata on Shabbos, Spain, Bitzalos ben Bekedusha Mekadesh HaShabbos. The bracha is Mekadesh HaShabbos. Now let's go to the videotape. Let's go to the Nusach HaTzilah and see what it says now in Nusach HaTzilah. Okay, Friday night, Marv LeShabbos. Here we're davening Marv. This is Nusach Svard, but it doesn't make a difference. We have the Shemone Esrei, and we say Ato Kidashto, right? You say Ato Kidashto, and we make the bracha. Does it say the word Yisrael? No. Now let's go to Kiddush. After that, Marv, you come home and you say Kiddush. And what bracha do we make? The Shabbos Kodshcha be'ahava uvratzon hinchaltar baruch ato Hashem mekadesh ha-Shabbos. Okay, Sabi, so this is what we do now with our Nusach HaTfilah, and we do the Nusach of Kiddush, follows the Sabi, the Pumbedisa. So next time you make Kiddush, you should remember this, yeah? Okay. So the Omer Avash Oshkachinit l'Sabi, the Pumbedisa of the Yasa v'Karmi b'Shabbata, bein b'Tzalaisa, bein b'Kiddusha, mekadesh ha-Shabbos. B'Yom Tova, on Yom Tov, Mairi for Yom Tov. Let's now jump ahead for the Mairi for Yom Tov. What is the Nusach HaBracha? Here we go. Sholosh Ugolim. Shtei Da. Nusach HaTfilah Shemona Esrei Atav V'Chartan Tzilanu. Ha'asiyenu Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazemanim. What's the Nusach for Kiddush? Kiddush Lel Yom Tov. Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Gvaldik. So B'Yom Tova Bein Beitz Elizabeth B'Kiddusha Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Finished. So we know now that what we are going to do, despite what the Gemara is going to tell us from the other opinion, what we do Halachal Maisa follows the Sabei De Pumpedisa. V'Aminu Luchu Ano. Now who was speaking over here? This was Rava. Rava said to the Sabe the Pumbedisa, you got it all wrong. You work for Art Scroll, and Art Scroll made a big mistake. I told them, Adra Pumfaket, did Salai. So when it comes to Tfilah, it makes no difference whether it's going to be Bein Bishabat, Bein Biyam Tova. On Tfilah, you say Mikadesh Yisrael, you say the word Yisrael. You always have to say the word Yisrael when you daven Nusach Tfilah. The Kiddusha, then it depends. Now, what's the law? Why does Rebbe come to disagree with the Sabbath and Medisa? So, Rebbe says, I'll tell you their reason, I'll tell you my reason, and you'll right away see when I tell you the reason, you'll see that I'm right. I'll tell you their reason. I'll tell you your reason. What's your lamas? Your lamas. I'll tell you why the art schools of the editors of art school, why they chose this reason. Because Shabbos, with regard to Shabbos, the Gviva Kaima, it's in place. It's set, it's etched in stone. The Seder of Shabbos is in place. Because that's part of the symbol. When it comes to Yom Tov, the Yisrael they're the ones that add, make leap years, and they make months that are molev chaser. The Neila, so they have influence over the calendar date of the Yom Tov. Neila Mekadesh Yisrael, Hashem sanctified Klal Yisrael. Hashem gave them power to influence the calendar, and it is they who in turn sanctified the Zmanim. So it's a taich of what the Nusach HaBracha, the Kavil Shloshani, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Now time, that's the longest of the Sabbath, the Pumbedisa. So when it comes to Shabbos, Kivikayim, Mel, it's always going to be consistently Mekadesh HaShabbos. When it comes to Yom, it's going to be consistently Mekadesh Yisrael, who in turn was Mekadesh the Zman, Gvaldik. That's the time of the Sabbath, the Pumbedisa. Now let me tell you my reason. Time of the deep. Tzaloisa, I am of the when it comes to davening, you always should say Yisrael. You know why? Dibirabimisa. When you daven, when do you daven? You daven in public. If you daven in public, it's kedai to give kavod to the tzibur. If you're davening in public, you go to shul to daven. You're davening in the tzibur, so you say mekadesh Yisrael. You should give kavod to the tzibur. When do you daven in public? Friday night. Do you daven in public mean Friday night? Open to the public? So meila, you have to give. You have to give kavod. You got to give kavod to Klal Yisrael. Mekadesh Yisrael. Where do you live?
Violin, New Jersey.
Violin, New Jersey.
2.5 miles one way from
here. So, when it comes to time, the tzalois, when it comes to davening, the dibradim, isa mikadesh Yisrael. But kiddush.
Why doesn't the Gemara say, or the mandalma say?
Let's see the whole Gemara. We're not finished yet. We ain't finished yet. Yeah. Oh, I told you. Let's see what the Gemara has to say here. But generally speaking, time that's lost the rabbi is some kind of shul. Since when you daven in the sukkah of Shmoneh Esrei, you daven in shul, you daven in the public, you have to come to the tzibur. Kiddush, where do you make kiddush? At home, privately. Who is at your dining room table? Just you and your family. The biyachid isa, b'shabbos, the biyachid isa, b'shabbos mekadesh ha-shabbos, b'yomtov, but on yomtov mekadesh yishov yazmanim. Now, he doesn't really explain what, you're making kiddush, let us see what the Rashbam says, b'shabbato, b'Shabbat, the b'Shabbos, the Alma, Shini Yom, the Yom Tov, the Blavish b'Shabbat, the b'Shabbos Yom, the Chosim. So he does next to b'Shabbos, the Kaima. Okay, Mishum Kvod Rabin, the Oyim, because Shol Kiddush Rabin Namri. He doesn't explain, but he says that the Yom Tov Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. It seems to be that on Yom Tov he does agree in principle to the logic. He does to some degree agree to the principle of the Rabbanon. Of the Rabbanon that Yom Tov is established by Klal Yisrael, who has been sanctified by Hashem. Nemela Kiddush of Yom Tov, I agree with you, you should say Mekadesh Yisrael Vihazmanim. Kiddush. But not davening. Why not davening? I don't know, it doesn't explain. Doesn't really explain. I don't know the lumbus. Maybe I'll give me more time look in the start of the Gemara, in my parish here, the Gemara. Mekadesh Shabbos, b'yom tov mekadesh Yisrael v'yazman. One more time over here. The time of the tzaloisa, davening, the b'rav misa, you always say mekadesh Yisrael v'yazman. Mekadesh kiddush, the b'yachad isa. So b'Shabbos mekadesh Shabbos, b'yom tov, then I'm going to agree with you. Let me see why he says that. But b'yom tov, b'Shabbos, b'yom tov, choyse mekadesh v'yazman, he doesn't explain here. Okay, I don't know why. He doesn't say the lumbus. When it comes to kiddush, kiddush is said, it's private.
Tell you a pshat that I heard once. Shabbos is kavua, and human factor doesn't come into it.
Okay.
Yom Tov, they could be ma'abu chodesh.
The Gemara says that. We read that. We just said in the Gemara. But that's not a good enough reason for. That's not a good enough reason for. Maybe, let's review Rava's Shita. Rava holds davening. When you daven, you always say Yisrael. Okay, I guess that's he agrees. Davening, because davening is done. Wait, no, it doesn't make sense. Davening is done in public. If davening is done in public, by davening, I guess that's the reason. You're right. I'm sorry. Davening is always done in public. Therefore, in public, not always. Davening generally is done in public. Therefore, davening, you'll always say Yisrael to give cover to Klal Yisrael, even for Shabbos, according to Rava. Rava is of the opinion that when Yisrael v'Hashabbos, that's right, because Rava, since when it comes to davening generally is done in public, and you should give cover to Klal Yisrael, so you say Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hashabbos. Obviously not, but Kiddush that's done privately, so it depends. When Kiddush is done privately, which generally it is done privately, so then I agree to the distinction of the Sabe de Pompidisa. When it's Shabbos, Mekadesh HaShabbos. When it's Yom Tov, you can't say in Yom Tov, you can't say Mekadesh Yizmanim. You know, but generally speaking, Kiddush was made in private, generally. So therefore, according to the Sabbath de Pumbedisa, they say, when it's Shabbos, there's no need to give cover to Klal Yisrael, because it's private. So just say, Mekadesh HaShabbos. But Yom Tov, there's another reason why you would want to say Yisrael, because who is the one that sanctifies the Zman? It's Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, the Ma'aber Chodshei, the Ma'aber Shana. So they are the ones who are in turn Mekadesh the Zmanim. So even though you're making Kiddush privately, you still have to say Yisrael, because the only reason why we have this day set aside as a Yom Tov is because it is the Yisrael that gave its sanctity. Okay, so let's review. Let's review what we have.
Shabbos
is a distinction according to Rava. Let's review what we have. Let's review Rava Shita. Rava holds, when you daven, you always say the word Yisrael. Always. Whether it's Shabbos or whether it's in, why? Because davening is done in public. And when you're doing something in public, you have to give cover to Klal Yisrael. Okay? Now, Kiddush. Where is Kiddush done? Private. So is there a need to give cover to Klal Yisrael? No. But do we still say Yisrael? Well, it depends. When it comes to Shabbos, definitely not. Because it's not Yisrael who sanctified the Shabbos.
Yeah.
And there's no need to give cover to Klal Yisrael because you're making Kiddush privately. Correct?
No.
So therefore, when you make Kiddush on Shabbos, what do you say?
Mekadesh
HaShabbos. But when you make Kiddush on Yom Tov, even though you're making it privately, and there's no need to give cover to Klal Yisrael, there's another reason why you should say Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hazmanim, because it is Yisrael who gave Kiddusha to the Zmanim. Okay? That's the lumbness of Rava. What about...
You said it's not on human, it's not man-made. The Zman.
So everyone has
to... comes once every seven.
Right, yeah.
Everyone has to agree to the Svara that Yom Tov got its Kedusha from Klal Yisrael. Therefore, Yom Tov, you always are going to say the word Yisrael, even when you make Kiddush in private.
Like for Yom Tov,
because you also have to take into consideration that concept. The concept is that it is Klal Yisrael that gave Kedusha to Yom Tov, and that requires us to say the word Yisrael, Mekadesh Yisrael, who in turn were Mekadesh the Zmanim. That's true even when we're doing it in private. But when it comes to Shabbos, you don't have this reason. So why else would you want to say the word Yisrael when you say Mekadesh HaShabbos? To give cover to Klal Yisrael. When do you need to give cover to Klal Yisrael? Only when you're in public, not when you are in private. Okay, so we are on the same page now? Everything is good. Now, along comes the Gemara. The Gemara says, V'loyi, the Gemara says that Rava has made an error, has made a mistake. Rava's lumdis does not make sense. Why not? V'loyi, saloi sabiyachad milesa. He never davened a private Shimon Esrei. You never davened a private Shimon Esrei? Of course you have. So therefore, this whole distinction of doing it in public is not true. So that means when you're going to be davening Shimon Esrei, and you're going to sit Shabbos, and you're going to be saying Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hashabbos. Why are you saying Yisrael v'Hashabbos when you daven a private Shimon Esrei? Don't go tell me, the only reason why Rava holds that you should say the word Yisrael is because Shimon Esrei is David in public. Yeah, that's all good and fine when you talk about David the Shimon Esrei in public. But what's going to happen when you David the Shimon Esrei in private? Then there's no need to say Yisrael. And you can't go tell me that you're going to make a... You can't go give me an answer. We're going to have two versions. Can you imagine what a business would be for art school? You have the sitter for the Yochid, and the sitter when you David in Shul. When you David in Shul, there's one sitter. And when you David at home, there's another. So everyone's going to have to buy the special sidurim just for the home, because the sidur for the nusach of the bais. That's ridiculous. There's going to be one standard nusach. And Rava, you're telling me this lumdus that when you davening and being the daven public, you have to say Yisrael, but that's not true, because many times you daven biyachidus. Salaisa biyachid bilesa. Furthermore, what's the lumdus why you say in kiddush mekadesh hashabos and you don't say kiddush mekadesh Yisrael? Is because you say kiddush Kiddush privately. But if Rav, according to you, that if and every time you say something publicly, you're required to give cover to Klal Yisrael and say the word Yisrael, the Kiddush Rav Milesa, it never happens that you make Kiddush in public. Of course it does. There's always going to be a situation where you can make Kiddush in public. And that, according to you, would require you to say Mekadesh Yisrael Veha Shabbos. The Rava Savar. So how does Rava answer to this very good kasha? Rava Savar, you're right, but we go Basar Roif. The Nusach Chatzila is established after the most common scenario. Most of the time, when are you davening Shmon Esrei? In public. Most of the time, when do you make Kiddush? In private. Of course there are exceptions, but the Nusach HaTfila has been established based upon the majority, not based on the exception to the rule. The Rav is Zil Basar Iker. Okay, that ends the Gemara. Okay, so it was Kedai today to learn this. A Klarkite, Machlekes, Sabid, Medisa, and Rav. The Gemara says some stories. Ula Bar Rav Noches Kameh de Rav. Ula, okay, he went and he was the Baal Tfila in front of Rav. Omar. Now, Rava does not hold like the Sabbath, the Pumbedisa. Rava holds that when you daven Shemona Esrei, you say Mekadesh Yisroel veHashabbos. So what would Rava expect Ula to do in his presence? Right? What do you say? You say Magen Avos. Does that what we conclude? Yidaven Chazor Sashatz. Right? Let's go look at the Nusach HaTfilah in the Sidur I have in front of me. After we say the Shemona Esrei, we come to Magen Avos, Bid Veroi, Mechay Nesim, the Mamaro. Okay, here we go. Elokeinu Chavu Seinu Tzeinu Avim Nuchas Seinu Kadosh Avim Mitzvah Yisrecha Avim Seinu Okeinu B'Seiru Asecha. Okay? V'inuchu Vo Yisrael Kol Yisrael Mekadosh Yisrecha Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos. That's not what Rava holds. Rava holds when you say the Magen Avos, what are you supposed to say? Mekadosh Yisrael VeHashabbos. So here we have Ula. Ula is the Baal Tfila. Rava is the Marda Asra. What do you expect Ula to say in the presence of Rava? Mekadosh Yisrael VeHashabbos. So what happened? Ula by Rav. Noch is coming to Rava. Omar Kesabe de Pumbedisa. Haramaisa? He had with him the article sitter. Ula went and he read from the article sitting in front of Rava. And Rava was silent. Rava did not correct him. Alma, what do we learn from this? Oh no, everyone's getting very tired now. Alma, what do we learn from this? Alma, what do we learn from this? Hodale Rava. Rava had charata. Rava had charot. Rava changed his mind. Amalibu Gemara. Another ma'isa. Rav Nosson bar Avud. Rav Huna bereid. Rav Nosson noches kamei. Rav Papa. Okay, he went to Rav Papa's shul. Papa had a shul also. And what happened? Rav Papa appeared to follow Rava. Appeared that the minhag hamakom by Rav Papa was to follow Rava. That on Shabbos, he said Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Yisrael VeHashabbos. And what happened? Omar, he said Kesabi de Pumbedisa. He said like the Sabi de Pumbedisa. He said Mekadosh HaShabbos. VeShabchei Rav Papa. Rav Papa gave him a big yasher koyach. Excellent. You did the right halacha. You did the right thing over here. Amar Avinu. Avinu is another ma'isa. Third story. Ano. Iklal the surah, okay, the surah and Pumbedisa, right? They were competing institutions. So they went Iklal the surah, Kamei the Mirema. Mirema was the Rosh HaYeshiva of surah. The Noch is Kamei Shlucha the Tzibura, and the Shliach Tzibur descended to the Omud Friday night, and he davened. What did he say? The Omar, and he said, I guess Shabbos morning also. Chazal Shach Shabbos morning also. Kesabe the Pumbedisa. Would you believe this? Here you are at the competition. Could you imagine this? It's like you go to a Yankee game and you're wearing a Met t-shirt or vice versa. And you go and you read over here and you do like the competition. Okay?
He lived the deprived childhood.
You hear what he did? He went and he did like the competition. He went to Surah and he filed like the Sabbath of Medisa and he said, Mekadesh HaShabbos, he left out of Yisrael. Vahava Mishaske lay, and they were throwing stones. Okay, they were throwing stones at him. At the Shlitzim, how dare you? And here in Surah, follow the Surah of the Pumbedisa. Hannah, first of all, this is your Kasha. Stop. Who says he disagreed? The whole Machlok has been Rava and Pumbedisa. So why would we think he disagreed? Teretz says, if you're in Surah and there's competition, you automatically can hold out the competition. It's a Metzias, right? even though we have no reason to disagree.
When you're wrong, you do as the Romans.
We have no reason to disagree, but this is not Pumadisa. Not Pumadisa. With the competition, you have to do different. So they throw stones at him. So Mishatsky Lukuli Alma. Amalugum Reimar said to the people, the Tzibur, Rabbi Sai, stop this. Stop throwing stones. Stop throwing the Esregim. Enough of this, because he's right. He's right. The halacha is kesabe de pumbedisa. When you daven shmona esrei, you do not say mikadesh Yisrael. You say mikadesh Shabbos. So kuli amalu shavkua li malon hilchasa kesabe de pumbedisa. The loyav mishanskilu, they no longer silence and they stopped arguing with the Baal Tila. That's the Gemara's Masas Halach Lemaisa. We pass in, of course, we pass on the side of the Buddhists. Let's review. What's the Yisoy? The Yisoy is on Shabbos, both in Davening and in Kiddush. We conclude, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. On Yom Tov, what do we conclude? Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazman. Why? Because Shabbos Kvi V'Kaimo. Who has established Shabbos? The Ribbono Shel Olam, not Klal Yisrael. So you say, Hashem sanctified the Shabbos. But Zmanim, but the Shalosh Regalim, who established the Shalosh Regalim in Yom Tov? It is the Klal Yisrael. Hashem gave Kedusha to Klal Yisrael, gave them the Kayach to be Misad of Zman, to add months to the year, to add days to the month. So they have the right to determine when the Yom comes out. There was Mekadesh Yisrael, who in turn went ahead and gave sanctity to the Zman. Next Mishnah. Mozgoloi Koy Shlishi.
Rosh Hashanah,
so you see. See, some people want to suggest, some people have, they want to taina, that when we conclude our bracha on the Kadesh Yisrael v'Hazman, it's a tos hadafum.
Tos what?
It's a joke. Tos hadafus.
Hadafum?
Tos hadafus.
Hadafus.
Tos. It's a joke. When you say tos hadafus, you say tos hadafus. Tos hadafus. It's a mistake of printing. Mistake. In other words, that really, really, you're supposed to say Mekadesh Yisrael v'Chag Hamatzos. Mekadesh Yisrael v'Chag Hashavuos. Mekadesh Yisrael v'chag ha-sukos. Why do we say Zmanim? Because the printer didn't have enough space to put all the variations. So he made it simple. He just said Mekadesh Yisrael, and in parentheses, Zmanim. You fill in the blank. Whatever the Zman is. If it's Pesach, Mekadesh Yisrael v'chag ha-matzos. Mekadesh Yisrael v'chag ha-sukos. Mekadesh Yisrael v'chag ha-shavuos. Just like in the Machzor for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that's a Machzor. Mekadesh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron. Mekadesh Yisrael v'yom hakipurim. Why should Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos be different than Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Right? Think about it. How are you misan the bracha on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Mekadesh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron. Mekadesh Yisrael v'yom hakipurim. So let's say Mekadesh Yisrael v'chag hamatzos. Indeed, the printer put in the word Zmanim, and he expected us to put in the right word. Over time, the next generation, they didn't know what the word Zman. They thought Zman was part of the actual Nusach. So they took out the parentheses Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. There are those that want to say that what we're doing Zman as there really is a mistake. We really should conclude with the actual. However, many Gedolei Yisrael disagree, and they hold that it's not a mistake. It's not a mistake that in Echnami there is a distinction between Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Sukkot, between Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and the Shalosh Regalim, that it was intended from the very beginning that it should be Zmanim and not. The one who talks about this at great length is Rav David Cohn. I remember Rabbi Reisman and Mitzvah Shabbos here presented the whole argument. He gave a whole shiur on this once, years ago. I'm sure it's in the archives. And the shiur, he gave a shiur on this, describing this dilemma.
3 years
ago? That means he repeated himself, because I wasn't there 3 years ago. And he must have said this at least 10 years, maybe more. Okay, so he repeats himself.
I've been going to the shiur since its inception.
Since Yitzias Mitzrayim. So he said this 3 years ago, so he discussed this issue. How did he come out of Maskana? What did he say? He presented both sides. Yeshu, yesh, right? He didn't come out of Maskana. One way. Years ago, he presented the argument. I think the weight was that it really was a mistake. But I think Rav David Cohn is very... I once read a whole article, a whole chiddush, in this, probably one of his Maskapai. he very stark holds that it's not a mistake. Yes, right, that it's not. This was the original intent of Chazal, that it should be Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim. Next mission, Mozgli Koshlishi. Now we're up to the third cup of Birchas HaMozim. Okay, you drink, you have Yesuda, and now you have Mozgli Koshlishi, Bevorich Al Mezoinoi, and you make, after you finish benching, then you make a Baruch HaTash HaMilchon Baruch 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 HaMilchon. Then you fill up the fourth kais. What do you do before the fourth kais? You have a kais Eliyahu, right? Kais Eliyahu. And then you fill the fourth kais. And then you conclude Halel. And then what else? Birchas Hashir. What's Birchas Hashir? So we'll discuss that in the Gemara. Birchas Hashir is either Nishmas or it's Yahaluka. No, or it's Yahaluka. Yahaluka, the what we say at the end of the Haggadah. Okay, we'll see, we will discuss it. Next halalu, we'll discuss in one moment. Next halacha. Bain hakoisai salalu im roitzel lishtois shishte. If you want to have a drink of wine between the first kois and the second kois, you're thirsty during the Haggadah. Right? The children are asking the manishtan and they're going on and on and on and on, and you get thirsty, you're thirsty, you want to have another cup of wine. Are you allowed to drink a cup of wine between the first kais and second kais? Between the second and the third? Absolutely. You could do whatever you want. You could do whatever you want. You could drink as many cups of wine as you want from between the first and the second, second and third. However, bein shlishi l'revi, after you bench, until you finish the Haggadah, the last kais, between the third and fourth, you're not allowed to drink lo yishta. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Omar le'rav na'rav chonon l'rova. Shma mino b'chas ha'mozen tu n'kais. In Masech the Brachos, the Gemara, it's not clear. Are you mechuyif al pi halacha to have a kais? Every time you have a meal, are you mechuyif to have a kais shel bracha at the end of Birchas HaMazon? Yes or no? So it's not clear. L'chatchila yes, but the other no. There's no obligation that every time you bench Birchas HaMazon have a kais shel yayin. But l'chayra from the Mishnah Tzmash, when you mechuyif, the fact that Chazal said that the third kais shall accompany the Birchas HaMazon seems to indicate that that's the proper way to what to do. So you have a raya shmamino Birchas HaMazon to the kais. I'm like, no, it's not a raya. The MS, I'll tell you, it's a reshus. There is no obligation to have a kais shel bracha when you bench. It just so happens that since Chazal were masaking there to be four kaisos, they wanted to connect. Once anyway we're having four kaisos, we might as well establish the third kois should be attached to the Birchas HaMazon. But it's not an indication of what the halacha would be with regard to Birchas HaMazon throughout the entire year. It can very well be throughout the entire year. You have no obligation to have a kois shel bracha when you conclude Birchas HaMazon. It's a nice thing to do, but it's not an obligation. But Pesach night, since anyway Chazal established four kois, there is no harm in having the third kois be attached, associated with the kois of Birchas HaMazon. Each kais, we might as well establish it connected to a mitzvah. Revi'i, the fourth kais, Birchas Hashir. What is Birchas Hashir? My Birchas Hashir. Rav Yehuda Amir, Yehaleluka. Yehaleluka, was Yehaleluka, Yehaleluka. I don't even know. I'm such an Amo Aretz. What's it? Let's go take a look at the halal, make sure I'm saying it right. What? Yehaleluka. Yehaleluka. Yehaleluka Hashem Elokeinu. I always have a hard time saying this because the shots, they go so fast. I can't keep up with them. By the time I get to Yehaleluka, they're already finishing. Melech Mulah Batishbacha. I'm not up to that yet. I'm still up to Yehaleluka. What are we going to do?
Sometimes under the opinion that this is the Megillah. We have to do it with Mishim Ma'afis.
So, Yehaleluka, my Birchas Hashir. Birchas Hashir is this bracha. When you finish the halal, you say this. You notice you say this. Yehaleluka Hashem Elokeinu al kol ma'asech v'asdech v'yitzadik. You say this whole thing, that's part of the book of Birchas Hashir. My Birchas Hashir. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Yehaleluka Hashem Elokeinu. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, that's not Birchas Hashir. Nishmas kol chai. Right? Rabbi Meirfeld, do you say Nishmas kol chai? By the Seder, of course you do. Nishmas kol chai. Turn up on, Revi. Fighting bar, fourth kites, go below as a halal. You finish halal. Okay, I need to go turn now to the end of Tehillim. We go all different opinions of how far you say. Okay, now we say Goimer Olav Esahal. Hal is the very end of Kuf Yud Gimel. Kuf Yud Gimel is Halal. Okay, Hallelujah of the Hashem. Goimer Olav Esahal. Yaber Halagadol. What else do you say? You say Halagadol. What's Halagadol? The 26 Haydu Hashem Kitoif. Right, we say that, you say that, I assume you say that, Shabbos, come early, we say the entire Pesuk de Zimra, the 26 times. Some say, Hashem Re'lo Yechzar. Some say you should say this, you should say this Yidav Nusuch Svard, you say this Friday night. Right, if they say Shalosh Shudas, you say this also during the Shalosh, if you say it, it's part of the Zmiras, Hashem Mizmar, and you say by Shalosh Shudas three times. Do you do that? Do you say this Mizmar three times by Shalosh Shudas? Yeah, very good. Hashem Roy, Hashem is Hashem Lo Yachzar. Do we say this Haggadah? We do not. As far as I know, this is not part of the Nusach Haggadah, even though the Gemara says to say, we don't say it. Mehechan Halla Gadol. Where does Hal HaGadol begin? Rabbi Omer, Mehodu, what is called Halel HaGadol? So let's get this down pat. Kuf Lamed Vav. Okay, we're going all the way to the end of Tehillim. Kuf Lamed Vav. Hoidu, it's a very long mizmah. 26 Hoidu Lashems. Hoidu Lashem ki toiv ki li'olam chas. That's what Hal HaGadol. Period. Ad where until? Ad Naharos Bavel. What's Naharos Bavel? That's the beginning of Kuf Lamed Zayin. That's exactly what we, Bizman Hazeh, in our day and age, call Halagadol. It's the entire Mizmar, Kuf Lamed Vav, from beginning to end. It begins with the words, Hoidu Lashem Ki Toiv Ki Le'olam Chasto, and it concludes with, Hoidu Lokel Hashamoyim Ki Le'olam Chasto. There are 26 psukim. Each pasuk concludes with Ki Le'olam Chasto. And the next Mizmar begins with, Al Narois Bavel. Okay, next. Rabbi Yochanan says, nope, you got it all wrong. You gotta say all the Shmishram Alois. It starts from Shram Alois. Which Shram Alois? Kof Lamed Dalet. Now, I don't know why Shram Alois. I don't know why he says that Shram Alois, which is this, there are 15 Shram Alois. Now, I don't know why he got this. Well, probably the Rashbam says this. I don't know how they knew this. What did it say over here in the Rashbam? No. I don't know how he knows this. Dalit on the side of the Gemara, Kof Lamed Dalit. Okay, Mishra Malas. I don't know the pshat, but on the side of the Gemara, somehow, some reason, there must be a reason. Oh, let me see what it says in the parish over here. Please give me one moment. It says Avim Mishra Malas, Hinei Baruch Hu Es Hashem. How do they know that? Ois Hei, who says this? Cain caused the same avodas Halevi. Al pi divrei Tosfos Sham. Shemayim Yochanan leMizmar avodas leMizmar Zeh. Okay, so that means Mizmar Kuf Lamed Gimel, which is two Shir HaMalas. Okay, I assume you all know how many Shir HaMalas are there in Tehillim. How many? 15. Right. Start with Kuf Chaf.
Anybody who goes to Sfas Hashem,
I don't know that.
Yeah, they sing each one.
Every day, a different one? All 15? Every day, all 15? They sing it? There's an Igun to sing the Shem Alas?
Whatever the Shem Alas gets given to a different person.
Never heard this before. They give a Nigun, a special Nigun?
No,
they say it? Okay. There are 15, Kuf Chaf, all the way through Kuf Lamed Dalet.
15 steps.
120, 120, right? 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 20, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34. 15, simple, right? 15 Shem Alas. Now, what is Halal HaGadol? So this is a shocking statement. We're brainwashed. It's just Hoidu Lashem, right? 26? No. Go back to Shem Alas. Not all 15 Shem Alas, just the last two. 14 and 15, and then Hoidu Lashem, Kitab Kilialam Chastam. Okay, that's second man the Amar. So what is Rabbi Yochanan Amar? Mishra Malas, Ad Naharis Bavel. Next, now opinion number three. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, Michi Yaakov Bocha Loiko. Now where does that start from? That starts from Kuf Lamed Hei Dalit. Kuf Lamed Hei. You know what? I'm sorry, no, I made a mistake. I'm sorry. Let's go back. Go rewind. So opinion number two. Opinion number two is two Shir HaMalos, right? And then Kuf Lamed Hei.
Right.
What's Kuf Lamed Hei? Hallelu Hashem Hashem, Hallelu Avdei Hashem, Shomim Beit Hashem, Achatz Beit Hashem Elokeinu. Not before, a whole Mizmar before the Hoidus. So the first opinion is just Mizmar Kuf Lamed Vav. 26 Hoidus. That's what we Halachal Maisa call Halagadol. The 26 Hoidus. Second opinion, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, It's the whole Hodu, that's right, the Maskin. But go back three Mizmors, three more. Two Shiram Alois, the last two Shiram Alois, Kuf Lamed Gimel, Kuf Lamed Dal, and Kuf Lamed Hey, which is Hallelujah, Shem Hashem, Hallelujah, Avdei Hashem. Okay? That is Rabbi Yochanan. Now we have a third opinion that says no. Shiram Alois are out. That's not part of Halagadol, and not even the entire Kuf Lamed, only part of Kuf Lamed Hey. Which part? I'm sorry. Slicha. And where does that start from? That starts from Pasuk Dalid in Kuf Lamed Hey. So skip the first Pasuk, the second Pasuk, the third Pasuk, and you start from Ki Yaakov Bochar Loiko. You skip the first three Pasukim. Got it? So it's part of Kuf Lamed Hey and then the entire Kuf Lamed Vav. Faita. Back to the Gemara. That's Rabbi Yaakov. Now, Nad Mers, general question. General question, this is the famous Gemara. Why is it called Halagadol? Because in this Hal it says Hashem gives Parnasa. In this Hal it says Hashem provides, Hashem is Yeshev all the way in Shemayim, and He gives to every single creature, He gives them what they need. That's why it's called Halel Hagadol. Hashem provides Parnasa. Next, why there are 26 Kodil Hashem Kitov Kilim Chasto? Keneged 26 generations that existed until the time of Avraham Avinu, which did not have the Zuchus of Torah. Kineged Chav of Doro Shabarak Shabarak B'Yolomoy V'Nosel Ham Torah V'Zon Oysa Mechasam. So the 26 generations are until Moshe Rabbeinu, until the Zman of, not Avram, until the Zman of Matan Torah. 26 until Matan Torah. Amen Rav Chista, Maidach Siv, Hoy Lashem Kitov, Hoy Lashem Shegodiz Mi Kitov, Shegoyeh Chayvasai Shal Adam B'Tayvasai. What is the Kitov? Hashem is kind that Hashem collects a person's debt from the goodness that Hashem bestows upon him. What does that mean exactly? So the Gemara explains, Asher b'shoyrei. A wealthy man can afford to own an axe.
To afford what?
To own an axe. Axe costs a lot of money. So in other words, wealthy people have major losses. Okay, wealthy people, they know they invest. They buy big business. They have $1 million here, $1 million there. And then all of a sudden, one day they wake up, guess what? One of their investments went kaput. $1 million down the drain. Some people don't make $1 million a whole lifetime. They don't make $1 million. And here this guy went, and he lost $1 million. And Echnami, Hashem gave him a brach of Ashirus. So now when Hashem has to collect debt from a person for his sins, he takes away big money. Big money. Asher b'shoyrei in his axe. An axe is only something a wealthy man can afford. An average person cannot afford to buy an axe. V'yes ani, a poor man. B'seyoy, his sheep. A poor man can only afford to buy a sheep. Yasam can't even afford to buy a sheep. What is an orphan? An orphan is destitute. He can buy b'beitzo, an egg. That's all he can afford to buy, some eggs. So when the Yasam, he loses, the Yasam does an Avera, and Hashem wants to punish him, Hashem takes away his eggs. Taking away the egg of a Yasam is like taking away an axe of a Gvir. Almana, a widow, has even less. She has Bitarnigol loss on her chicken. Is that called less? Is that called more? I don't know. But yeah, a tarnigol. A tarnigol is a chicken.
So for what you get eggs, I mean...
I guess the Alman has more. I mean, this is what each person has. I guess this is what Hashem gave them. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to collect his debt, he takes away the gift that he has given them instead of taking away their life. It's more difficult for a person to be zoichet the parnasa, double the pain a woman experiences in labor. What do we mean? By a woman who's in labor, what does it say? Be'etzev tel libanim. Through pain and suffering will you give birth to children. Tzar chalilei, the woman is in pain. What does it say? B'mezoinos k'siv, what was the curse that Hashem gave Adam with regard to his parnasa? Be'itzavon tochalena. You will eat your bread in a state of sorrow, sadness. Itzavon is plural for etzef. Etzef is singular. Itzavon is plural. So what do we learn from this? That the tzar a person goes through in order to make parnasa, ends meet, is double the tzar a person goes through in order to make parnasa, to give birth, when a woman gives birth. It's hard to have parnasa than Mashiach. It's easier for Mashiach to come than to make a parnasa. So if you can make a parnasa, it means Mashiach can come. Who's going to redeem me? Who's going to redeem me? A malach. Stam a malach will come. Hagolos and mikora. A malach be alma. The ilu be zaynoisav. Ksivit says, "Who Elohim Haraye Oisi? Who is the one that shepherds me? Who is the one that's my shepherd, provides with parnasa? Kadosh Baruch Hu himself." Amar Yeshua ben Levi, "B'shoshem Kadosh Baruch Hu liadam b'koytz v'dadat tzatznichu." And Hashem cursed Adam after even the chayd etzadas. Hashem cursed him. Cursed thorns, the dardar. Dardar is also a type of thorn. Tatzmiach lech will sprout. Zolgu ein of the most Adam's eyes began to pour with tears. Adam made a mistake. Adam thought that his food, after the chet of the Eitz Hadas, he will be reduced to the level of an animal. That he and an animal will eat exactly the same food, just like you feel. Go think about it. What do you feed animals? You ever go to the supermarket and look at the dog food on the shelf? It's a very big selection. Some dog food has iron, they have vitamins and minerals. Some dog food that causes the hair to grow nice, right? Could you imagine? That's what man would be eating, meaning the same exact thing, animal food. That's what Adam thought. The kids for that tzmiach lach, he cried. So Hashem told him, making a mistake. That's not what it means. The klala is not. When Hashem said to him, "You're going to eat by the sweat of apechatech alechem," the scar died. All it meant to say was, you made a mistake. It doesn't mean that you're going to eat the same food as animals. It means you have to work like an animal in order to make a parnasa. You're going to be reduced to an animal, but when you will, after you'll work hard like an animal to make a parnasa, then you will have food. You'll have delicacies, and the food will be on a much higher madrega. So then he was satisfied. Halavai, it would have been better off for us if we were like animals. In other words, we didn't have to work so hard to make parnasa. Can you imagine a person didn't have to work to make parnasa? But it would come, but they wouldn't have all the luxuries. Okay, you wouldn't have delicious food. Can you imagine the trade-off? We would have been better the other way around. We would have been better eating animal food, right? We would have been better off eating animal food without the tirdas haparnasa. You can sit and learn the whole day, daven, serve Hashem, and for lunch you used to eat straw. So you're not going to have delicious food in this world, but you won't have to work. It'll be easy to have parnasa. And the Gemara says, but guess what? We have the worst of both worlds. Because the truth is, we have to be slaves, work to make parnasa, very hard. And guess what? At times, we also eat animal food. When we're very desperate, we also go out into the field and we eat grass, just like the animals. At times, when we can't afford, we also go out into the field and we eat grass. So look what happened to us. We got the worst of both worlds. We ended up with the worst. We work like animals, and even with our yegia of like animals, the end is we only have animal food. It's easier for Hashem to split the yam than it is to give us parnasa. The Chassid says, "Nasim lechem l'chol basar," or it's the same. It's equal. The difficulty is equal. It says in the pasuk, "Nasim lechem l'chol basar." Hashem provides parnasa. The samach le. The next pasuk is, "Legoze yamsof l'gzim." Hashem splits the yamsof into pieces. So the two are equated to teach us that kashim is a neisaf ki kriyas yamsof. Amar b'lozav razayu kashim nikav shal adam kietz ki kiyam amisa. When a person needs to go to the base like he say, it's difficult, the miracles that are kriyas yamsof. The miracles that a person needs to come on to safely go to the base like he say, are equal to the miracles that Hashem did by Kriyas Yamsof. We take it for granted. We go to the Beis HaKisei, big deal. Right? What's the big deal? Darka Shalom. It's not Darka Shalom, the Gemara tells us. The miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cause our openings to open up at precisely the right moment is mamish on the same miracle like Hashem did for us Kriyas Yamsuf. Shenemar Agriyam HaMisa, meaning, you know, what do we mean over here by the Yom HaMis? Let's see what it says over here in the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, when he's constipated. Let's see, Shnemar, Mir Tzoyel Hiposed. Now you have to read the entire pasuk. I'm going to read the entire pasuk because you need the whole pasuk to understand this Gemara. The pasuk says, Mir Tzoyel Hiposeach, may the Tzoyet, Tzoyet means the excrement, the bodily lace made quickly come out. May it swiftly come out. V'loyamus l'shachas, and I will not die, descend into the grave. V'loyechsar lachma, and then the pasuk concludes, and you should not be lacking in bread. Okay, but the Marvi here says that a person's soya does not come out, then it can result in death. Toxins.
I know somebody had a seizure next to me.
Yeah. Because he didn't. Too hard. Had a seizure. It's a very sakana. Because v'loyamus l'shachas, person not v'loyamus l'shachas, it's kasha kemitza mi yatzli basach v'loyamus l'shachas. So we see over here that soya coming out is equated to death, yom hamisa. And a person that doesn't want to be misa, he has to be zeicha that the soya should quickly come out of his body and should not remain in the body because that can cause death. Uchsibasrei. And the next pasuk goes on, say roiga hayom, Hashem shouted at the yam, v'yem ugalav, and the waves roared. What is the waves roared? When Hashem split the yam, when the yam was split, the two sides of the yam, Chaviyachal, made loud sounds, like the sound outside. The roiga, like yem ugalav, the waves were making loud noises when the yam sof split. So therefore, since it's equated, the pasuk compares the kriyas hayamsof to the tsoya liposeach, indicates that the miracle of the tzoya coming out is equivalent to the miracle of kriyas yamsof. A person disgraces, disparages the moadim chol hamoyit. If you do on chol hamoyit activities which are not proper, go to the zoo, go to the circus, chas shalom. You're supposed to go to the zoo. That's when you're supposed to go to the zoo on chol hamoyit. That's when you're supposed to go to the circus. That's when you're supposed to go to the concerts. That's what you're supposed to do. It says in the pasuk, don't make for yourself molten images. And then it says, "Eschak hamatzos tishma, guard my festivals." Matzos, hagamatzos. Different. Telling us that if you're not going to guard the chag hamatzos, it's kiilu you've done Elohei masecha avodah zara. Devin avsheishes mishon lozin azayi. You call him sabel loshon hara v'chol. Anyone that speaks loshon hara v'chol, hamakabel loshon hara v'chol. It made either shekel bechaver roy lashichul leklavim. It's been better if they threw him to dogs. It's roy to be thrown to dogs. Food. Shenemar, la kelef tashlichen oso, throw the meat to the dogs. Uchsib asrei, lo si so shema shav. Do not accept. Sisa means to listen. Do not listen to a false report. Mer makes it done. Now, what's shav? Shav doesn't only mean the false testimony, that's one part of the drasha. It also means lashon hara. Because lashon hara is shav. It's nonsense. It's not good. It's going to cause averus. Lo shema shav. V'karibe, read it lo sasi. Don't read lo sisa. Read lo sasi means do not cause others to listen. If you speak lashon hara, you're causing other people to listen to accept lashon hara. That's a violation. Now we learn about this thing called halal gadol. So the question now is, why then do we sometimes of the year do we say the regular halal, and sometimes we say the halal hagadol? Why on Pesach do we say the regular halal, halu avi Hashem, instead of saying the halal hagadol? Now that we've been introduced to this new concept of halal gadol, so why maybe halal hagadol is the best thing to say? The Gemara says no. Halal HaGadol in one respect is not as good as the regular halal, because the regular halal has five different concepts. Why? Mishum sheyesh bo hei dvarim. There are five things in the real halal. Number one, the Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Eresh Zach is the Yitzias Mitzrayim. Number two is Kriyas Yamsuf. Number three is Matan Torah. Number four is Tchias HaMesim. Number five is the Chevla Shal Moshiach. The Gemara says the Pesukim. Yitzias Mitzrayim listens in the Pasuk with Seishon Mitzrayim. Kriyas Yamsuf listens in the Pasuk Hayom Rav Ayonos. Matan Torah says Sehodim Rav Tuchelim. The mountains dance like rams, Elim, like these animals. And that refers to Yitzias Mitzrayim when the mountains danced. Tchias Lameit to the Pasuk as Halach Nehashem Bi'arzo Sachayim. And that refers to Tchias Lameisim. Chavu Shem Moshe listens in the Pasuk. Le'lon Hashem Le'lonu Ki L'shuvach Kein Tavu Tzapar Kosha for the time of Mochemes Kogumog Hashem should save us. Okay? So therefore, Zu Mochemes Goy Gumog. Okay, so what comes out now? So what do we take away in this Gemara? Okay, there's a good Yisoid. What's the Yisoid? Why do we say the halal that we are accustomed to in the Archkol Seder on Yom Tov and all of the festivals, and we don't say the halal hagadol? The halal hagadol has a maila. It says 26 times ki toiv ki li'olam chasto. So why don't we say that halal? So what's the Gemara's answer? What's the Gemara's maskana? Because the regular halal, although it doesn't have 26 ki li'olam chasto, it has 5 concepts that do not appear in the Hal HaGadol. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Matan Torah, Milchemes Goy Gumogoyg, and Chiyas HaMes. And those 5 concepts are kedai to mention. That's why we focus on the regular Hal, not on the Halel HaGadol.
I don't say both.
Both? Too much. Tichud Tzibur. Too much. Adnach Ma'yitzak Amamim Neshiyesh was using a Gakash. I don't know the answer. L'chor it's too much. L'chor, you know, got to fast the Meruba. Light of fast.
So we see. So why should call Godel first one, not second one?
Because that, because it's. You know, I hear what you're saying.
It's important.
I hear each one has a mile. It's a very good point. Hal HaGadol, right? It's a very good point. Hal HaGadol is a 26. Why? Yeah, it's a good one, but that I hear the question. Let's go right to the Nachmanides. Another reason. There's another reason why we say that. Nachmanides by milut nefasha shel tzadikim begehenem. Another reason. There's a sixth reason why the real hal is more important, because it has the salvation of the wicked from. I'm sorry, the tzadikim, the nefasha shel tzadikim begehenem. That tzadikim are spared. Okay, spared from gehenem. Shenema, ono Hashem. Please, Hashem, malta nafshi, save my soul. So this, now you know what this means, okay? When you say the halal, don't forget this. When you say, oh no, where are you going?
No, I'm still going.
When you say, oh no, Hashem, malta nafshi, are you okay? You look very disturbed.
WD-40.
No, I need some
look. On Hashem, Mal Tanafshi. This is a bakasha to Hashem to be saved from the Dino Shelker. Have that in mind. Every time you say halal, you have to mechaven for the future. And you mechaven to be saved from the Dino Shelker. On Hashem, please Hashem. On means on a please. Mal Tanafshi. That's what you should mechaven when you say the halal. Save my soul from the Dino Shelker. Ain it tzadik baritz. Every person has to worry about Gehenna. Everyone. So when you say this, this is about Kosh, Allah, us, we buy the Rahmanis in us. Don't bring us down to Din Shal Gehenna. Right. Chizkiah says, when they say, when you don't shall give a shalish. Valiyos, amen. Another reason, the seventh reason, because the halal that we are accustomed, we have the mention of going down, stigma sent down to the Kivshan Shalish. I guess that refers to Gehenim. Veliyasa mimenu. Yudasim Tzivim says Lo Lano Shem Lano. Amar Lo Lano Lano Ki L'Shimcha Kein Kavod. Is that, I guess the Lano means that we are deserving that we should go down. We're on the way down there, and then we ask Hashem, no, save us. We ask Hashem on the way down. Lo Lano Hashem Lo Lano. Let me just see what it says over here in the Mefar, in the Masar, the Gemara, a little more elaboration. What it says over here. It says, "Loilanu Hashem Elanu v'yezem." And what's the pshat in this gemara? The gemara goes like, "Amar Chananya ki l'shimcha kein ta kein ki l'shimcha ten kavod." And it says that l'shimcha, for your namesake, give kavod. Now, what is referred to? Amar. So this refers to as follows: Amar Mishael. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. This refers to the tzaddikim referring to Chananya Mishael Azariah. Okay, Chananya Mishael Azariah, we throw to the Kivshanesh by the Vuchanetza. And here, Chananya Mishabat Zeru Mispalta Kadosh Baruch Hu to save them from the Kivshim Shleish. We're not referring to us. We're referring to the Mayish Shahaya of Chananya Mishabat Zeru the Kivshim Shleish. So, Amma Chananya, so let's read one more time. The Chassivit says, Lelanu Hashem Elanu, Amma Chananya. Chananya said, Riboy Nishlolam, don't let us suffer here in this Kivshan. Don't do it for us, do it for your name. Vaita. And the last one, Al Chaschav Yalamitecha Amar Azaria. Lamru, then the next pasuk, Lamru Yavur Hagoyim. Why should the Goyim say, Ye no Elohei? And where is their God? Amru Kulon, they all said this together. Aliyasim, so therefore, these are the three psukim, or really the four psukim, that was said by Chananya, Mishov Azariah, when they were thrown by Nebuchadnezzar into the Kivshan Oesh for failing to bow down to the idol which was in the image of Nebuchadnezzar. Now that's going down, descending into the Kivshan. What about the coming up? Aliyos in the Kivshan Oesh, the sins of the Pasuk, Hashem Kol Goyim, praise Hashem Kol Goyim. When they were saved, we go weiter. Amar Chananya, Shabhu Kol Homim, Amar Mishoel. And then the last expression, the MS Hashem li oilam, Haleluka amru kulam yesham. Some say the MS Hashem li oilam. Who said this? Gavriel, the Malach Gavriel said this. Amru b'shosh the people go the mirror of our roshes to as Avram the never go vayit b'shosh he will Avram the mirror of our roshes Avram vilu kivus lechem shoheish. Amru Gavriel if nechel shparach uli b'shosh shlolam eved v'etzanin. Let me go down and save Avraham. He's in the kivshan shalish. The Rav is looking in the show. The atzil. That's a tzadik. The kivshan shalish. Amru lechem shparach. No, you don't go. I'm going to go. Ani yachid be'olamoi. I'm a yachid. Vehu yachid be'olamoi. It's proper that the Yachid Hashem, I will go and save Avraham. Does not deny reward for any Christian for the Malach. That's why Hashem gave Gavriel Rishus reward to save Chananya Mishol Varzai. So now we know the reason why Gavriel saved Chananya Mishol Varzai was a reward for wanting to save Avraham. Gavriel was not allowed to. Okay, so we'll stop here. I'm here to show us your Sunday. Masechta Shkolim.
You're hungry?
New Masechta.